Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Leonarda Joni is my guest. You can find her podcast at leonardaisfunny.com or by searching Leonarda is Funny on YouTube and Instagram. And you cannot find her on X because she has been removed. And Leonarda, you were telling me some pretty interesting information about this. You really only teased me with it. I don't know the full story, so break it down for us. There is a group working behind the scenes. They have Telegram groups, and I guess they have groups on X as well.
Yes.
It's Indians who mass report anybody critical of India and get them removed.
Correct. And they can mass report you for anything. They can deem anything. Even if it's like a little bit of an edgy joke, they can say, oh, this is hateful. And then, you know, the algorithm for that is so broad that it can get captured even if it's not. And right. You don't have to be breaking any terms of service. But what they do is they target different accounts that they think need to get taken down because they don't like that they're being critical of India. That's the only thing they care about, right? So what I did recently was, you know, there was a story about a 28-year-old Indian man who raped his own mother.
Oh,
which is horrible. And his mother said, leave me alone. I am your mother. And he still did it. Okay. This is a horrific story. So I think things like this should be brought to attention so that we can say we don't condone this kind of behavior. So I reposted that and I said, what the heck is going on in India or something like that? That was it. They targeted it. Well, already they had me on their radar because I was defending Barry and I was saying he shouldn't get suspended. And they were like, you racist bitch, you are next, threatening me.
Right.
And so they then saw that and they go, in their group chat, which I have a screenshot of, I sent it to you. They said, we have to target this. They pinned it to the top. They said, this racist bitch has to go next. We have to have thousands of reports on her a day because they know that if they send in thousands of reports, and a lot of them are bots, but through the mass reporting, it trips the algorithm to automatically suspend someone, regardless if there's any violation of terms of service or not. So it can happen to anyone.
They're gaming the system.
They are gaming the system.
So, yeah, and I know you sent those images to the crew. If the crew can bring those up, then you can sort of just show us what we're
looking
at here. And again, this is all bizarre because at the same time that Barry Stanton is being mass reported by this Indian group, the World Bank is getting on X and specifically targeting Barry Stanton and saying he has to be removed. So this is called, Hindutva Night.
So it's... So this is, their H-phobia. So their whole thing is that they're on the lookout for Hindu phobia. It's like nobody's afraid of your purple elephant god. So calm down. Okay. So yeah. Hindu. And by the way, irony of ironies, she uses Dua Lipa's picture as his profile picture and she's Albanian. So that's ours. Okay. and she says, blocking me can't save you. There are thousands of us. Okay, and then she posts a screenshot of the Barry Stanton Telegram where they were saying, hey, post this account. They are mass reporting. Big accounts can be taken down by mass reporting. Then X is not a freedom of speech platform. It is simply Jeet Mop rule, which is true, and that can happen for any group. Now, this is the guy. So if we go this picture here that you're looking at. Okay, go to the previous one. So this is a screenshot of their Telegram channel. It's called Indian Cyber Defender Group. As you can see, there was about 2,500 at the time, but I think there's more. And you can see on the first thing, they have a link to the tweet that they found offensive, which had nothing to do with that. It was me saying that to bring Barry back.
Right.
And then they said, pin everyone report. She is targeting our group specifically, because I was saying that they're in a mass group, right? And so I was targeting them to highlight that they're doing something against the terms of service.
Right.
And they're like, extremely racist. I was like, that wasn't actually racist. So they, because of that, they then went in over and over. And now if you go to the next screenshot, this guy, his name is Sandeep Kothari. Not this one, the other one. Yes, he is the administrator of that group chat. He is the administrator of the Indian Cyber Defender Group, and he works inside of X, allegedly, okay? Because I don't want to whatever. But we have it on good authority that he's actually an ex-employee and he is running this group. He knows the ins and outs, so he knows that he can get people to trigger the algorithm. And his name there is Sandeep, S-A-N-D-E-E-P. K-O-T-H-A-R-I. He is the, from what we know, he is the administrator of this group, allegedly. He works inside of X, allegedly, and he is orchestrating this whole mass reporting. And so therefore, you know, when they do this, they can mass report you. They're on the inside. So you can appeal it all you want, but they have your account in a gulag, essentially.
Right.
And your appeals go nowhere. So this is a effective censorship. So Elon Musk, you don't have a free speech platform and you're lying to your people. And I was a premium plus subscriber. I paid for the whole year. Thank you very much. Because I believed in what you were saying. I didn't want you to have to rely on advertisers. I contributed daily a lot. My post got millions of views. So I know you made tons of advertiser revenue off of me. And you're supporting people who can't even afford an $8 a month subscription.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is that, you know, obviously this can be weaponized by anybody. It doesn't even have to be a mass of people. It can be one person with a crap ton of bots. I mean,
that's exactly correct.
One of the issues with X that Elon Musk seemed to be aware of. And I was, you know, it's almost like there has to be something like this going on, because when Barry Stanton got taken down and he's sort of in the center of all of this, he said, like, don't worry about it. I've shown that it's mass reporting because anybody can do this. If you just don't like what somebody's saying, you get 100 people to go report their account. It triggers the algorithm. It gets taken down. But they're supposed to then go through and go, okay, this wasn't a real violation. It was just a mob tactic to get this taken down. That was the assumption that Barry Stanton was going to be back because this was obviously a coordinated effort to take him down, but then he never came back. And so it's
he did come back. Here's the thing. They did unsuspend the account, and then all they did was start mass reporting him. So that's why you have to deal with the issue. It doesn't matter if you bring them back because they'll just retarget you and trip the algorithm again. And then enough of those and your appeals are done.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem. You have, like, there has to be a way when you do a mass report that you have to, like, fill the CAPTCHA to make sure you're a human, or provide a phone number to make sure it's the same. It's one person. You can't do millions of reports on the same thing. And that will change the problem.
Yeah.
You know, when I have to send in my appeal, I have to go through like 7 things to prove I'm a human. Why don't you have to do that when you're doing a report on someone's account?
Right. Right. And again, it's just a broken system, because there are things that if I report somebody, you know, posting my information online, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go anywhere. And I'm not about to spread that to a bunch of people to get a bunch of attention
right.
on it. So, I mean, the reporting system is broken. Actual content that literally it blatantly breaks the rules continues up without ever being taken down. And yet people are gaming the system with these Telegram groups or X groups. And then they brag about it on X, which is kind of the craziest part.
I mean, you saw one of those things was off of X. She tweeted how there's thousands of us. And then when they take an account down, they'll put a post like, we all did it. Thanks to everybody for the mass reporting. They're literally saying that.
Yeah, they're literally bragging about it. And we're outnumbered. Leonardo, there's billions of them. What are we going to do about this? That's one of the crazy, actually, you know, Barry Stanton, one of his last posts, like, I can't get it out of my head. He said every single country in the world could take in 1 million Indian people and there would still be 1.3 billion people in India.
Yes.
Like, it's insane, the population of India. It is absolutely massive. And I wonder how much of that has to do with why X is allowing this to go on, because they want the billion people marketplace, you know,
sure,
open to
but
them.
That's false advertising, because those people can't afford to buy any of the products you're advertising. So now you're lying to your advertisers, because you're saying, oh, look, we have all of these users who are potential customers. They're not potential customers. You know, when I restricted my comments so that you had to be a verified account, all of a sudden my comments went from the hundreds and thousands to like 1 or 2 of them.
Right.
So you're like, okay, so people who can't afford to pay $8 a month are going to buy your like vitamin C supplements?
Well, when it's the World Bank saying it and the government saying it's more useful for propaganda and for shaping the narrative than even selling things. I always think that's a scam when they're like, oh, your phone is listening to you because they want to sell you things. And it's like, really? Because I'm getting advertising in Spanish for a product I already own. So clearly they're not using this information to sell me things, or they'd do a better job of it. We'll be right back, folks. Leonarda Joni, we're going to get into her theory about sort of how this all developed, how we got to this point, what the cultural tide is going in or out. We'll be right back, folks. Leonarda is funny on Instagram.
Thank you.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment with Leonarda Joni. LeonardaIsFunny.com. Leonarda is funny on YouTube and Instagram. And we're going to get into, you know, happened? What was behind the rise in anti-Indian sentiment online? Because it's taken a couple different forms. But before we do that, I just want to bring you a couple stats about India, here courtesy of our friends on X. Air pollution in India is a serious environmental issue. New Delhi and Kolkata are the most polluted cities in the world. If you look at the most polluted countries in the world, India is far and away the most polluted. It has 63 cities in the top 100 most polluting cities. And I mean, you can look at a variety.
Where's America on that?
I don't see it. I don't see us.
Oh, it's not there. Would you look at that?
There's some sort of cultural impetus to protect nature. Isn't that interesting?
So the only European country on there is Russia.
Is that right?
That's what I saw.
Well, 14 out of the world's 15 most polluted cities are in India. So you take the top 15 most polluting cities in the world, 14 of them are in India. So again, this isn't like a smear. It's not like a racist thing. It's like this is a culture that is like, and I was trying to find it earlier. Maybe the crew can find it. There's like maps where they show ocean pollution, and you look at the Indian subcontinent, and it's just, you know, spewing filth into the oceans. The rivers are just unimaginably disgusting. You see videos of just people bathing next to decomposing bodies. It's alien to us in the West. It's bizarre and strange, but if you talk about it, you're a racist, I guess.
And now they have a shield against any kind of criticism about it.
Because they can ban anybody.
And they could just say that you're being racist.
Right.
Instead of being like, no, this is a problem with your culture. Fix it.
Right. And so it has been a trend recently, and it's just one of these things, you know, things come and go on the internet. And one of the things that started cropping up more and more was like pointing out what India is up to, and some of the, and I think it started actually, one of our crew members came in and I think it started really to get going with the Indian street food. There'd be these videos of Indian street food where there's just flies everywhere and they're using their hands and feet in the food, and that started going viral and people started doing parodies of that. I mean, how do you think it got to the point now where, you know, you've got Barry Stanton as a menace, you know, that all of India has to come together to take down?
Well, I think it was kind of like a, you know, one thing fed the other.
Right.
So there's a couple of things. First of all, I think this whole cultural Marxist culture that we're living under that says you're not allowed to criticize any other non-white culture fed and fueled everything.
Right.
Because then it gave, you know, when you did point out something like we were saying earlier that was a valid criticism of the Indian culture, it gave those people fuel to be like, you're being racist and shut it down. Now you do that, and it's like what you said, every time they try to silence Barry, he'd come back with more and more AI images.
Right, right. And look, that's human nature, and I have a hard time resisting this as well. Like, even if you make sort of a, you know, benign statement about something and they come out and go, how dare you say that? I want to go, you know what? I'm going to say more now. I'm going to be even worse. I'm going to show you what it's like for me to be racist, because I wasn't before, but now you're making me. And of course, that just fuels the fire and makes people, you know, convinces people that your detractors are correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then I think that there were malevolent agents within the Indian culture. So it's obviously not all people who saw this as a root to power for themselves. So you brought up the issue of Apu, right? The guy who took down Apu was like a comedian, right? A writer. So he didn't care that he was taking down a very positive stereotype of his people. He cared about getting himself at the forefront and getting attention for himself. So he was willing to tear down this very beloved structure, because to him it was, I'm taking it away from the whites and look at how good of a person I am, that kind of self-satisfaction of their own moral superiority, right? And so people like that get to do that. So now you take that down, right? And people go, well, what's really going on? And so we have global travel. We have, you know, information getting across much easier channels than it used to, like even, let's say, 10 years ago. And so now when people get exposed to the reality of India, there isn't this positive stereotype. And a lot of us have very positive interactions. Like, you know, there's a lot of really good, solid Indian doctors in America.
Yeah, of course.
You know, there are some good Indian people that you meet here, and we have very positive interactions with them. But not a lot of people have interactions, because there just aren't as many of them here, although that's changing. And so now, you know, you had the Simpsons stereotype for those people who never had any kind of interaction with them, and that's gone. So now all they're seeing is all the negative stuff all over the place, because there's a lot of it. And I also think, ironically enough, it goes back to WikiLeaks. There was a lot of emails that were put out in WikiLeaks, and it was hard to go through everything. I just so happened to, you know, I clicked on a bunch of random ones, and two of the random ones that I picked on, that I clicked on, had horrific stories of things that had happened to Europeans when they were in India. And I had no idea about this. Mm-hmm. I was under all the same illusions that we are. Oh, it's this spiritual place. It's the place of enlightenment. That's right, all.
The Beatles told me about it, yeah.
Total BS propaganda.
Yeah.
So there's two major horrific stories. Number one, there was this Russian tourist couple that had went to one of the islands off the coast of India, and they had asked the staff, the hotel staff, hey, we heard that there were sea snakes. You know, we really want to be cautious. Are there sea snakes? Of course, they lied blatantly to their face. Said, no, there are no sea snakes. Don't worry, because they didn't want it to be bad on their reflect back on their culture. So they go swimming. The husband gets bit by a sea snake right in the chest. He's dying. She struggles to get him out of the water. She's calling for help. It takes the staff, I forgot, like I think 15 minutes to even pay attention and get an ambulance. It takes another 15 minutes for the ambulance to come. Then they're all lackadaisical, like somebody's life is not on the line, and she wants to ride in the ambulance. They don't let her, so she's got to get a cab. She has to wait 15 minutes to get a cab that even takes her afterward. By the time she gets there, she finds these guys standing outside the ambulance, just smoking a cigarette, being super casual. She's like, where's my husband? She's like, oh, he died.
Yeah.
Super casual.
No, you know what it kind of reminds me of is like when COVID first came out and they were blaming it on eating bat soup for the idiots that actually believe that for a single second. But then it was like all these videos of like Chinese people just like using chopsticks, live baby mice, just like eating them right up. And it's like, and people are horrified by this, but it's like, yeah, guys, not everywhere's America. Like we got a really nice thing going here that we're going to lose if we don't hold on to it and maintain it.
That you're going to lose if you import all the people who built their societies over there that you don't want, which is what we see happening with the Haitians now being imported into America. And then they're bringing their voodoo practices, because that's what it is. I'm not being stereotypical.
No, it's literally voodoo.
Don't look for it. Yeah. Where they do animal sacrifices. They eat animals. They don't adapt to the culture around them because, frankly, they're not high IQ enough. It's proven.
And they're being told, why should they, right? They're being told, no,
it's beyond that, Harrison. They don't even have the comprehension for that.
No, I know. And that's one of the crazy things. The average IQ is something like 78 when 75
below
is
70.
The barrier. I'm being generous here. I'm being generous. Well, let's say it's 75. That means half the people that we're importing on average are going to be so low IQ that they actually can't be held accountable for their actions in a court of law because they're technically mentally retarded and therefore can't be held responsible.
And
insane.
They can't. Okay, they're not even going to understand what you're telling them. It doesn't comprehend to them. You tell them you can't eat a cat, they look at you and they go, well, you eat a duck. And to them, it's the same. They don't have that comprehension level that you have that goes, yeah, but it's a different animal. This is like a part of the family, you know? They don't have that. So that's what's happening. And this is being done on purpose.
Yeah.
You're bringing in people. That's why you got to get it, okay? If you look around the world and you don't like what's happening in a country, it's the people there who have built it.
So look. They can change, you know, people can change. You can get rid of these, you know, old traditions like burning your wife to death when you die. Like you can get rid of these things. You can move on. But instead, the entire culture is being hijacked by people who are canceling you for talking about it.
Correct.
Because they want it to continue. It's
right.
It is
because they don't want to change. That's why, Harrison, they don't want to change. And they like the power they get out of being out of claiming to be a victim. And they can continue to claim to be a victim as long as you say there are no hierarchy of values that are legitimate. And any criticism of my values is a reflection of your white supremacy and racism and oppression. And therefore, I actually have the superiority to fight back against you.
And of course, the ultimate cognitive dissonance and hypocrisy is that, as you pointed out earlier, you've got all these people on the left here talking about feminism, talking about rape culture, and yet they're going to hate you for talking about India, who has caste systems. And I mean, the stories that we've heard, and we haven't even scratched the surface on it. And again, it's so funny, this post here, if we can bring it up quick, I know we don't have about a minute left in this, but you know, it's about Apu, you know, this caricature on The Simpsons, who was a very positive role model. This guy gets him kicked off because he's insulted about it. And now the, stereotype of Indians is a whole lot worse. And so when you say like all of this gets started with this cultural Marxism stuff, it very literally gets started with this cultural Marxism stuff where they tear down good stereotypes. And the only thing left to fill the void is, well, the reality in a lot of cases, the bad stereotypes and the sick stuff that goes on. Folks, Leonarda Joni, Leonarda is funny. She is. She's not usually this fired up. She's usually a lot more sarcastic and hilarious.
Yeah, but I'm fired up right now.
And you should be. And it is a damn shame that your account has been taken down. Hopefully we can get that reversed. Hopefully we can get this whole network, you know, torn up. LeonardaIsFunny.com. Leonarda is funny on YouTube and Instagram. Go find her stand up. Share it. Do whatever you can to support her because the Indians are after her.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.